73-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
That Web Took, man. I cleaned this shit yesterday, man. That Muay Thai champion, man. Hey, listen, man. It was a tough fight, man, you know. You know, like when I beat the Marine, you know, easy work. You know what I'm saying? Look, I won. Charlie Zelenoff wins again. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker tried to look all slick and shit with his kickboxing stance, but he didn't land anything. He didn't land anything. He just ran his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hit him with that left. Like, he already had his gloves up. I waited till he, you know, he put his gloves up. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You delusional haters. I told you, enough with your sneak shot bullshit. In the end, I rushed him. Ain't nobody ran from anybody. That motherfucker, I made this. Okay, I punched him, and then I was trying to make, you know, distance because he got in a kickboxing stance. And then I rushed at him, and then I hit him in the body, actually, before the shoulder, yeah. Hey, listen, shoulder's part of the body, still counts, you know what I'm saying? This what did he land? Where did he hit me? He didn't hit me anywhere. Not in my shoulder, not in my face, nowhere. He didn't hit me anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I was the busier fighter. I was, you know, throwing more, and he hit nothing but gloves. That's what he hit. And, oh, yeah, and the back of the head, that's... Everybody knows, like even non-boxing fans know, that back of the head punches do not count. That wasn't even a punch, more like a push. Regardless, back of the head punches do not count. I hit that motherfucker in the face. And you know how, like, when I beat, you know, everybody, you know, like a lot of these crazy haters, like this Milo 6 fucking delusional crazy guy that, no, this guy is literally, I have to change my phone number. This mentally sick son of a bitch called me, I'd say about, I didn't count, I mean, I don't know, like, literally over like, 100 times, like, at least close to 200 times he called me. Probably, like, is it normal to call somebody 200 times in one day? Like 150 to, like, it was over 100. Okay, is it normal to call somebody 100 times? That's not that's trolling somebody. That's called that you're mentally ill. You need help. Milo, whatever the fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? And when I was, you know, still in Ukraine with my wife, this fucking idiot would call, and I'm like, my God, this motherfucker's sick in the head. Who the fuck gave my number? God damn. But anyways, back on the fight. Yeah, look, yeah, the camera got stopped recording. You know, what happened was I threw the last punch. He took his gloves off, and then I took my gloves off, and we just started having a set of words, you know what I'm saying? But if you look at the video, he didn't land any punches. You know, he got clipped with that left hook in the beginning. You know, I even paused it, you know, so motherfuckers would say, it's obvious I hit him. Hit him with that left hook, and he was an elusive fighter. He was not easy to hit, you know what I'm saying? These Muay Thai guys, like I said, some of my toughest fights came up against Muay Thai guys, and he was some Muay Thai champion, undefeated. This guy never lost. Well, now he lost. I'm saying before fighting me, he never lost. I took a lot of O's. I took a lot of O's, man, and Floyd Mayweather Jr., if you're listening to this, you get in the ring with me, I'll take your O, motherfucker. Except I don't think you really have an O. Because 49 opponents that you quote-unquote beat, I don't think you beat them. I'm not saying they beat you. I'm saying that you paid them off so they won't go full out on you. You paid them off to lose. With all that money that motherfucker has, he pays off all these clowns. Come on, use common sense. Why the fuck this motherfucker, he doesn't even pretend box anymore. I'm saying when he used to pretend box. Okay, that guy beat yesterday, that Muay Thai champion would kill the Klitschko brothers. Mayweather was way too small. Motherfucker walks around a 210, he walks around 205, 210 at the most, and he's 194 yesterday. I'm like 160, you know what I'm saying? I walk around 155, 160, and I beat his ass. So I'm beating guys that are much bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? He was agile. This guy would, like you know, you saw those big heavyweights I beat, like 260, 270-pound Marines. Yeah, but this guy would crush them because he was a lot faster, you know what I mean? He was a lot more agile, you know what I mean? Small heavyweights, you know what I mean? Like big cruiserweights, you know what I mean? Those are the harder opponents because they got power, speed, and, you know, size and agility, you know what I mean? The guys that have a lot of size, that's all. They have power, but they ain't. There's no way they can land that power because I'm way too fucking fast. Even this motherfucker who was fast himself, he couldn't even hit me. So, yeah, man, I mean, come on. Floyd Mayweather Jr. should not be mentioned in the same sentence as Charlie Zelenov. That motherfucker is a clown. He fights little guys. You know, if you're a real fighter, test yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go up against a heavyweight or at least a cruiserweight without headgear, no sparring, a real fight like I do, real fights. And test your skills, you know. Do that shoulder roll bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Get in the ring with me and try that shoulder roll shit, man. Put like this. With all that power that I have, man, I hit him in the shoulder like I hit that motherfucker. Imagine this. I would hit Mayweather in the face, trust me. I'm a much better boxer than him. I'm so strong and fast. I'm just saying, like, if he covered up and he tried to use that shoulder bullshit against me, I'd break his shoulder, man. How would he defend himself then if his shoulder would break? I'd break his shoulder with all that power. I'd hit his shoulder fucking nonstop. Bam, bam, bam. Eventually, that's it. His hands would drop. He's finished. You know what I'm saying? You haters got fucking... You got exterminated yesterday once again. Win 174 is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be... No, 174 is going to be easier than yesterday. Yesterday was, you know, I went to go celebrate, you know. I hit up the club, then I went to this bar, and I met a hot girl at a bar. I'm not going to say her name, you know. Like I said, man, me and my wife are going through a divorce, you know. I'm the one who initiated the breakup because she kept, you know, she kept drinking and, you know, she kept starting drama. And I already said this and, you know, I really, you know, loved Daria, you know, I loved her. Still do, you know, I may have lost some feelings for her, but I still think about her. I still, you know, but enough is enough, man. It's just the girl is never going to change, man. It's always going to be. I got to choose, man. I got to make, like, and I did choose, you know. I got to make a choice. I mean, I'm either going to, you know, I was at the bar yesterday. I hooked up with this girl yesterday at the bar. Just like I went to a regular bar, you know, where they drink alcohol. I wasn't drinking. I was just celebrating my victory. They got, like, all these TVs there, and, like, they're playing NBA games, and I don't give a fuck about NBA games, man. I was really, the real reason I was there was to, you know, pick up a hot girl. I did. I was successful. And damn, she was fucking fine. I mean, look, I don't know. I'm going to call her up today. We'll see. We'll see where it goes, man. I don't want to hype anything up. You know, I still may get back with my wife. I don't know. But before I met this really super hot chick, she was wearing fur. You know what I mean? Yeah, so she was wearing fur. She had, you know, long hair, you know, sexy, hot body, you know what I'm saying? I got her number right away, man. Well, not right away, in 10 minutes, you know. About 10 minutes talking to her, that's it. I got the digits, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I told her I'm world champion boxer. I just beat a Muay Thai champion. It was a tough fight. I told her I didn't knock him out. You know, I didn't even TKO him. I won on points. You know, she was like, well, bottom line is he got the win, though. I'm like, that's right, baby. But before her, you know, like, okay, you, like, for advice about my wife, right? Ex-wife, you know, even though I'm officially she stole my wife, whatever, I don't want to, it's kind of hard to call somebody your wife when you're not with them anymore. Okay, my ex-wife, wife, whatever, Daria. There was some chick, like, some older girl, like, she was in her, like, mid to late 30s, and I asked her, like, I told her the story between me and Daria, and, I told her everything, something that I, don't even want to say on air because I don't want to make Daria look bad, like, that's the thing, even though she did some cruel shit to me when we lived together, I don't want to, fuck that, you know what I mean? Because you never know what could happen in life, we may get back together again, I don't know, so, but I told this girl the truth, and I straight up asked her for advice. I'm like, so, like, what do you think? She said, nah. She's like, well, look, if you really love her, then you got to take the good and the bad. I mean, do you really love her? Do you, is it all bad times? It can't be all bad times, right? I'm like, yeah, it was not all bad. It was, it was a love-hate relationship. So she said, well, you got to take the good with the bad. You got to, if you want to stay with her, then stay with her for what you like about her. And what you don't like about her, just take her like a man. Suck it up and just take her like a man. If you want to be with her, because she, she's not going to change, what I'm saying? So, but then this hot-ass chick rolls up in a fancy car, and fucking she's wearing fur, just like Kim Kardashian wears fur. Well, yeah, this chick was wearing fur, man. Hey, I got her. That's what I'm trying to say, man. I mean, I can fucking get any girl, man. Yeah, I'm gonna call her up. I'm gonna call her up when I'm, whenever. I'm not gonna. What, should I tell everybody when I'm gonna call her up? I'm gonna call her up today. I'm sure, she'll pick up. Talk on the phone. Schedule a date. She like right when I was about to ask her number, she just straight up gave it to me. I was like, no, I don't, like, maybe I should invite you, take you out, invite you to one of my matches, And she's like, yeah, definitely, give me. She's like, here's my number, and then boom. Yeah, the champ scored not only did I score a victory yesterday, man, but I scored a hottie yesterday. Yeah, I mean, you could tell that chick is rich. She was wearing some expensive, she was wearing fur, Like, a lot of people criticize women who wear fur because it's animals, but, hey. Whatever, man. I like her. I think she's hot, That's the only cure, I think, to a divorce or a breakup is to, find someone else, man. So, Daria, she's a free woman now. I mean, I told her, I said, listen, baby, I'm like, I came three times, and I kept warning her that three times I came, and, this is the third. If this is not a charm, then there will not be a fourth time. I can't keep coming, so I understand if you lived across the street or fuck it. If she lived like in, let's say, Sacramento or Oakland or Vegas, or if she lived like closer, like if she was like, like more what, like West Coast, like closer to LA, but she's on the other side of the world, man. And I can't keep going back and forth for every little mistake she makes. No, but I give her millions of chances. Like, I can't keep going back and forth, man. Fuck that. And how am I gonna know if she's gonna stop drinking over the phone? Of course, on the phone, she called me up. My wife called me up saying that, oh, baby, I love you, I miss you. I quit drinking, and she's repeating it. And I'm like, wait a minute, she sounded fucking drunk. And I'm like, fuck out of here, man. She's trying to fool me, man. But anyways, about the fight, man, hey, man. I topped Sugar Ray Robinson's wins. Now, to all you delusional bots, to all you delusional haters that believe and watch this BoxRec bullshit, Sugar Ray Robinson has 173 wins on BoxRec, right? Well, I have 173 wins in real boxing, in the UBF, in the underground. You saw the opposition I beat yesterday. Now you can't say shit about the UBF. You saw the guy in the restaurant, the bare knuckle fights that I won. The UBF is real boxing, real fighting. It's mostly boxing. Street fighting does count in the UBF, but it's mostly boxing. It's mostly with gloves. But those bare knuckle matches that I won were phenomenal, were legendary. And, so I have 173 wins, 0 losses. Sugar Ray Robinson was 173-19 We have the same amount of wins, and I got no losses, but he has 19. So, I mean, fuck. I would have killed Sugar Ray Robinson. I mean, he's already dead. I'm saying, you get what I'm saying. If he was a time machine, if Sugar Ray Robinson, young Sugar Ray Robinson, just hypothetically, was alive right now, you put him in the ring with Charlie Zelenoff, Charlie Zelenoff blasts him out with the first fucking flurry. Knockout. KO one Zelenoff. Yeah. Hey, listen, I reached 173 wins at age 28. I bet Ray Robinson didn't do it at 28. Motherfucker was probably like in his like late 30s or some shit. And the guy lost 19 times. I mean, I have yet to lose. Nobody's ever going to beat me. I'm never going to lose. I'm going to retire undefeated. And the thing is, when I got this fight yesterday against that Muay Thai dude, you know, that left hook that I landed on him in the beginning, yeah, he flew the fuck away. He flew like 10 feet, literally. That shit was just like, bam, bam. Then, you know, hit him in the shoulder. But the first punch was right in the face, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, hey, I tested my skills, man. I've been testing my skills, but now I really put him to test. I beat a Muay Thai champion, you know what I mean? The guy was undefeated. I gave him his first loss. He may be undefeated in Muay Thai still, but he's not undefeated in combat. He said he never lost a fight, period. Not a street fight, not a Muay Thai fight. Well, no, he lost a boxing match now to the best boxer in the world. So this dude started running his mouth. He's like, I don't give a fuck if you're a champion. I'm a champion too, and this and that. I'm like, well, I'm the champion of all champions, motherfucker. Like, we got into it at after the fight, you know what I'm saying? And then we just got separated. You know, the staff, the gym staff came up, said, if you motherfuckers don't stop this shit, you know, we're going to call the police, you know, and all this. And then we just, you know, that's it. They just separated. They saved his life, man. Fucking, I said, hey, you all saw me better than that guy in the restaurant, man. Yeah, that's what would happen to that Muay Thai motherfucker, man. Yeah, that 6'5 boxer that I beat in the Ukraine restaurant, man. Okay, well, there you go, man. And, yeah, bare knuckle, man. I mean, I'm just as good with gloves, but the power, you know, think about it. All that power, it hurts when I hit you with gloves. If I hit you bare knuckle, dude, man, you're done. Guarantee you I broke that motherfucker's jaw, the restaurant fight. That was my favorite victory, man. That was phenomenal, man. I think that was the best win of the year, period. I grabbed him by the shirt, and I just went, wow, pow, motherfucker, he ate a fucking right hook, man, motherfucker's head turned, man, motherfucker's head literally turned this side, man, shit, 173 and up, baby, 174, coming soon, man, I want to get one more, yeah, because, you know, a KO or a TKO, this was a UD, a win's a win, but, no, I want to, next win, I want to end it with a headshot. I did land a headshot in the beginning. I'm talking about, like, the last punch I want to land, a headshot or headshots, and the motherfucker quits or gets knocked out. That's how I want to end it. Oh, the best would be just a knockout. But, yeah, man, it's just, you know, past three times, man, like, I went the day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, and yesterday, you know, the holidays are over, and still, it was hard to get an opponent. It's just so tough to get an opponent for, like, every 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, people I have to, you know, fighters I have to ask to box. It takes only, like, one, most, like, the past few times, I went to the gym and came back home without a victory. Just once, I went to the gym, 172-0, I come back home, 172-0, I go back to the gym next day, 172-0, I come back home without a victory, because I was there for hours, and everybody backed out. And then finally, yesterday, this Muay Thai dude, he stepped up, you know, and I put on him. You know what I'm saying? I put it on him. But that's what I'm saying. I think that a temporary retirement is mandatory and inevitable after I win 174. You know, I could do it now, but I'm saying I want a more, you know, convincing victory. But if you really think about it, you know, yesterday seemed like a, you know, it wasn't that, it wasn't even that close. No, it wasn't even close. No, hell no. I hit him with, if you look at the end like that, when I said I hit him in the shoulder, yeah, right before that, pay attention to where my left hand is. I jabbed him in the ribs. Like the rib cage area, chest, rib cage area. Yeah, I jabbed him in the ribs. Before that, I jabbed him. I landed two jabs to the body, and then, you know, shoulder shots count too, but, you know, and the bottom line is I hit him in the face. He never touched my face. He just tried to look all flashy, you know what I mean? What is that, all that looking flashy? He didn't land anything, man. He hit gloves. That's all he hit. He hit gloves and back of the head. He didn't even hit me. You know what I mean? Maybe. He may have sneaked in one punch. I landed, what, five? Let's see. Head shot, four body shots. Two shoulder shots and two shots to the... One shot to the ribs and one shot to the chest. Yeah, jabs. And one face shot, hit him in the face. Oh, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, the dude started talking shit, you know, only the loser wants the rematch, and the dude started running his mouth. He told me, it's funny, he's like, you don't know who you're fucking with. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I just smashed you in the face, man. Yeah, I don't know who I'm fucking with, man. It's on video, though, you know. I'm like, it's about to go on YouTube, bitch. You getting your ass beat by the champ. Yeah, I don't like... See, that's what I said, married or not married, you know, fuck that, man. I don't want to go back to jail, man, you know. You know what I'm saying? Marines are honorable, well, not all of them, but most of them are honorable people, you know what I mean? You know, like, that Marine that I crushed, you know, he just started bitching out, like, oh, why are you going that hard? No, he just didn't want to fight. No, he wanted to fight, but once he tasted my power, he was like, fuck that. He's like, I'm cool. And another thing I forgot to say about that victory against the Marine, that right hand against the Marine, when I hit him, before I hit him, some hater, it was obvious it was a hater, some dude that knew me, he was like, yo, he's like, come here. And he was looking at me, telling him something about me. So I know exactly what he said. He said, this motherfucker's about to go. He's about to go, you know, ham on you. He's about to go really hard on you. And I told him that. I said, we're going full out boxing. It was no surprise. And yesterday, you know what I told the Muay Thai champion? I said, we're going full out, full contact, full out, boxing, not sparring, boxing. And you can throw, only punches, but you can throw as hard as you want, as fast as you want. I told him. Therefore, you haters are completely buried, you motherfuckers. I told the opponent, what's at stake. The opponent was a world-class Muay Thai champion. You cannot say I beat a bum. You cannot say that anything. There's no sneak shots, and I still beat him. I still punched him in the face. I punched him in the body. I outboxed him. I won the fight. I physically won the fight. I technically won the fight, and that's it. It's on video. You delusional clowns can talk all the shit you want. I'm 173-0, undefeated. And after the fight, I got a hot girl, so. Yeah, you know, it's still hard, you know, I'm used to Daria, man, you know what I mean? Like, no matter, like, but you know what, though? Like, you know how I try to forget her? I try to remember all the bad moments I had with her, because if I remember the good times, like, you know, like, you know, when I had sex with her, you know, like, and not just that, that wasn't all the, like, when we watched movies together, you know, we would, like, cuddle in bed and she would be naked in my arms, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, those are really good times, you know. That's when it gets really hard. That's when it gets to the point where, like, fuck, I need to call her, you know what I mean? that's when it gets to the point where, like, oh, fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? It's tough, man. It's tough. It's my first wife, man. You know, I always wanted to get married, and I thought when I do get married, it's going to be with the one, and she's not the one. Look, anything is possible in this life. Anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, who knows, man? She may change in 3 years or 4 years, but it's gonna be too late, man. I'm not gonna wait that long for her, man. To mature, or, again, I had a girl that, would cause drama and drink and all that, and Quadra. See, Quadra wouldn't drink as much as Daria, but Daria was a better person than Quadra. Quadra was just naturally, she was just like, oh shit, man. She would just start shit all the time, like drama, drama, drama queen. Just, she was just a bad person. She was just like an evil, evil human being. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck that, That's why when she hit me up, I'm like, oh, look, I'm married. I sent her a picture of me and Daria. I'm like, I got a wife. I'm like, I didn't even talk shit to Quadi. I was like, oh, Quadi didn't work out between us, and wish you the best, best of luck. And I blocked her, and that's it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, winning fights while you're going through a divorce, it definitely takes the heart of a champion, man. But, yeah, so, got nothing to prove, man. I did it. I literally did it all, man. The 200, no, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. I mean, like I said, I think that I need to retire even before 200. Look, the main goal was 100 now. Right? Well, I scored 73 more wins after I got to the 100, right? So the main goal was to get to the milestone, to make it triple digits. I did that. Okay, 200, that's still going to be triple digits. It's just, 200. But I can get there. I'm going to get there. But I'm saying that I have won so many fights, and what was the longest break I took? After I beat that huge 6'6 dude, remember the on Boxing Legends TV, they feature that as like the main fight. 6'6 boxing. That was one of my best wins. I just come up and bam, bang, bang, you know what I mean? Fucking left, right, in the face. Yeah, that was one of my best wins. Got nothing to prove, man. Nothing to prove. Yeah, that day, how hard it was to get an opponent. I beat Jill's Wall. I beat Deontay Wilder, man. I beat everybody. I beat the mainstream. I beat the best the underground has to offer. I beat the best the mainstream has to offer. Jill's Wall, Deontay Wilder. I beat everybody. I beat the best Ukraine has to offer. Special ops killer. The Ukrainian amateur boxer. I am the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world. In order to be the best, to become the best, you got to beat the best. And that's exactly what I did. I beat the best, therefore I am the best. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. So I think maybe a few more fights, and I need to call it a career and go out on top, rise off into the sunset as the greatest to ever lace them up. Of course I'm going to come back. I'm saying I need a retirement, like a temporary retirement, going overtime. Like, when Michael Jordan, because I'm the GOAT of boxing, he's the GOAT of basketball. Okay, Michael, with him it's kind of, arguable. You got Kobe and LeBron there, you could argue that they're better, but I don't know, whatever. Jordan, I guess Jordan, Okay, whatever. Jordan retired after when the Bulls beat the Phoenix Suns in 1993. That was Jordan's third ring in a row. The Bulls won three in a row. It's amazing when he came back, they won three. Well, not right away. They lost to Orlando, but he came back late in the season. He was kind of rusty and shit, so. Then 96, the 96 Bulls, the greatest team to ever play basketball. Just like I'm the greatest boxer to ever box. And the greatest bare-knuckle fighter and the greatest street fighter ever, me. But, yeah, my point is when Michael Jordan retired for like a year and a half, his dad got killed, and everything, but he went to baseball. Yeah, no, I'm not, no, no. And now... when I go out on top in boxing, I'm not crossing over to any sport, man. That's not even the basketball, even though I got skills in basketball. Like, my skills in boxing are world-class level. You know, I'm the greatest of all time in boxing. I'm not the greatest of all time in basketball. Yeah, I got skills in basketball. Like, I'm good. I'm a good basketball player, but I'm not the best basketball player. In boxing, I'm the best, like, hands down, bar none, number one, pound for pound. In basketball, I'm not that. In boxing, I am that. In boxing, I'm the GOAT. In basketball, I'm not the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? That's why, yeah, so if I'm, yeah, I'm going to stick to what I'm best at, what God gave me. God gave me a gift in boxing. He gave me a gift in basketball, but the gift in boxing is like, it's on a different level. It's like 173-0, come on, man, fucking 83 heavyweights beaten. I'm saying that I need a, you know, I'm thinking maybe one more win and go out on top at 174-0. To have more wins than Ray Robinson and zero losses, you know, it would, you know, already I have as many wins as Ray Robinson and I never lost, you know, I'm already, you know, I already got a better, obviously a much better record than him and a much better resume than him because I beat heavyweights. He never beat a single heavyweight in his life and I would kill Ray Robinson. And I'm saying it's just, I got nothing to prove, and I beat everybody, you know what I mean? And plus, I'm going through a divorce, and this is the perfect time, you know? Like, I beat so many fighters in Ukraine, 11 victories, you know? Now is the perfect time to walk away from the game after the next win, or after the next few wins. Walk away, yeah, after 174. 174-0, once I get the next win, walk away on top and call it a career, and, you know, temporarily. I could retire for good, you know, 173-0 or 174-0, you know, on top and never lace them up again, never, you know. But here's the thing with the EBF. Now, I'm telling all you motherfuckers right now. After I win 174, and I'm going to be ecstatic about that victory, and I can just feel it already. And after I win 174, if I announce my retirement, just remember this, underground professional boxing, it's real boxing. It's not like fake mainstream boxing where it's predetermined, where it's choreographed, where, you know, it's all that fake shit. You know, yeah, like we're a fake boxer retires, he has to relinquish his belts. I ain't relinquishing shit. Because here's the thing. In the underground, everything counts. One-on-one. You know, let's say when I retire at 174-0, 6-7 months pass, I'm walking down the street. You know, some boxer walks up, starts talking shit, or some past opponent that I beat before wants revenge. We get into it, I knock him out. Boom, that's another victory. Everything counts. Street fights, you know, yeah. Boxing matches in the ring, boxing matches in the gym, street fights without gloves, bare knuckle, everything. That's what I'm saying. Therefore, even when I do retire, I'm still the champ. It's not former champ, still the champ. Because a fight can occur at any time. I can retire like from the ring. Yeah, I'm not gonna go. I never picked any fights with that motherfucker that I smashed at the restaurant, man. His fucking homeboys instigated that shit, man. His homeboys instigated. They were like, "Come on, if y'all spoke fucking Russian." The motherfucker holding the camera was like saying, "Charlie, hit him," and that was his friend too, man. Damn, man, what kind of see? They just wanted to see because that dude was a boxer, and I'm the best boxer. They were at first, a lot of them were like, "Oh shit, it's Charlie Z." Yesterday, after I beat the fuck out of that Muay Thai champion, some motherfuckers I went to Jack in the Box, and people in Jack, two black guys in Jack in the Box, are like, "Wait a minute, this is the motherfucker that snapped Deontay Wilder shit, man. What's up, man?" See, even black people know that I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm saying that there's real motherfuckers out there, and he told me the motherfucker that there was two of them. He said, "Don't listen to these delusional haters, man." He's like, "You just know one thing, champ." He said, "You got real supporters out there, and you're sitting next to them right now, man." Yeah, we were sitting talking in Jack in the Box. You know what I mean? He told me that, and you know, and I was like, "Damn, that's what's up, man." You know, like you got. He's like, "Fuck the haters, man. They just jealous. They're sick people. And they're mentally ill, man. They're just jealous of all your success, man." You know what I mean? You're a superstar, bro. He's like, "Come on, I mean, think about it, man. Ukraine. I'm eating pizza. Motherfuckers come up with cameras, literally, their phone cameras, and start taking pictures of me without my consent. Literally, I'm just eating a pizza. What if I didn't want? What if I didn't feel like, you know, having my photo taken at that time? You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers just come up, start that click, 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 boom, with the champ, Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, all that shit. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You fucking delusional haters. Who would come up? You go to a fast food joint." And let's see people come up to you and say, "Yo, shit, it's delusional troll number 25. Can I take a picture with you? Or Breezeback or Milo or whatever these clowns, or Frederick Young or Rick Robinson. Oh, Rick Robinson, the delusional wannabe that wants to make a big name off himself by calling out the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. Yo, Rick, can I take a picture with you, man? You know, because you're a fake-ass wannabe and you wanted to pretend like you wanted to fight the champ? Can I take a picture with you, Rick?" Has anybody ever done that to him? Obviously not. Because he's a nobody. Nobody. Picture with who? Some regular crazy dude that acts like he's some fucking gangster from Detroit, man? Come on, man. Get out of here, man. Look at my ex-wife, man. Beautiful. Okay, yes, she had a drinking problem. Drama queen, not the one, but doesn't matter. I hit it 9 times in one day. Not every day, but the point is I fucked her. You haters can only look at her picture and masturbate to her. But I fucked her. You know what I'm saying? I got it in. You know what I'm saying? I got it in. And you're here telling me that you really think you can get Kim Kardashian? Wait a minute. Yesterday, I mean, now, I don't know. Look, I don't know. I got to call this new girl up. Yesterday, I was at the bar. I got a girl that, you know, is just as hot as Kimmy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, well, on that level, you know what I mean? Like my wife, you know what I mean? My ex-wife, you know what I mean? Super fine, super hot, blonde hair, tall, great body, beautiful face, you know, gorgeous, you know what I'm saying? And hey, hit it 9 times in one day. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and the girl yesterday I met at the bar, super hot, chick was wearing fur, and I asked her, I'm like, "Well, open up the fur, baby, you know what I mean, let's see what's, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm like, come on, let me see, let me take a look at your body," and I was like, "God damn," I'm like, "Woo," I'm like, "Keep it open," she's like, "It's cold," and she's like, it's cold, I'm like, "Yeah, but you're super hot, though." So, yeah, that's look, it, you know, Daria would always tell me she hates guys that, when they're done with, like, a certain relationship, they automatically go into a new one. Look, I don't know, man. I just got her number. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope me and her become, well, I asked her out. She said yes. I hope she answers her phone and talks to me and everything like that. And we, you know, so that way I can forget about my ex-wife. Hey, listen, man. Fucked up to get into a new relationship. I think it's fucked up that, you know, you have a husband that literally did everything for you, that sacrificed everything, you know, went to a different country 3 different times. One time would be like, man, I had motherfuckers, I showed them my wife's pick. I'm like, "Would you go out of state for this?" They're like, "Yeah, obviously." "What about out of country?" They're like, "Fuck no, man. Out of country, nah." I did it 3 times. 3 times. If she was the one, it would have worked out. Okay, fine. First time, didn't work out. Second time, it would have worked out. Fuck it. The third time would have been the charm. It was not. The third time was it was the same shit all three times. Same shit. Arguments, drama, yelling, screaming, mirrors breaking in the house. Hey, I don't need that kind of life, man. That, like, the other chick told me to take the good with the bad. Yeah, but it depends how bad the bad is. That's not bad. That's horrific. That's, you know, terrible. It's like, it's you take the good with the horrible. I don't want to take, I don't deserve horrible because I'm the greatest. You know what I'm saying? If she changes and all that, yeah, of course I'll take her back. But it's a huge if, not a big if. It's a huge if. If 1 year didn't change her, I'm sorry, I don't think so, man. I hope I'm wrong, man. But I'm usually never wrong when it comes to women, man. You know what I mean? I've been engaged 2 times. I've been married. And like I said, nah, man, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe the girl I met yesterday is the one. Maybe I'll go to Vegas and find the one. Maybe it's a girl in a different state or even a different country, but it's just not Daria because I went 3 times to the Ukraine and 3 times she fucked up. She blew it, man. And then I told her, I'm like, Debbie, why? She's like, I made a mistake. I'm like, okay, but I went 3 different times. I beat the fuck out of all these motherfuckers, man. Yesterday, I gave that motherfucker a loss. That Muay Thai, that slick motherfucker, I beat his ass, man. I punched him in the face. You know, I'm beating world-class fighters while I'm going through a divorce. You know, my mind is still on Daria. Like, no matter what, I know that that's it. Like, I'm telling myself no more Daria, but still, it's normal. You know, my mind is still like, you know, like, fuck, I just, you know, 2 weeks in LA, but still, like, I lived in Ukraine for 3 months, so I'm used to Ukraine now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, of course I'm happy to be back home, you know what I mean? Like, no place like home, but I'm thinking, like, damn, this is like, fuck, you know, like, what the fuck? And I'm still winning. Beat a U.S. Marine, okay, the restaurant fight, I was still with Daria, you know, okay, beat a U.S. Marine, beat an undefeated Muay Thai champion, 194-pounder, cruiserweight / heavyweight. He's fought at both weight classes, and I'm a middleweight, and I beat this guy's ass. So you haters, man, don't kid yourself, man. If you really think that there's fighters out there that are better than me, that there's fighters out there that could beat me, then you people have delusions of grandeur, all right? You people need therapy. You're sick in the head. Because at 173-0, if you're still not sold, then something's wrong with you. You know, if you hate me, I don't care. There's plenty of people that support me. You know what I'm saying? Everything I've done for the sport of boxing, no boxer, no fighter, no boxer will ever do it. You know, a lot of people like Dana White, UFC, saying that boxing, mainstream boxing, yeah, mainstream boxing is dead. But boxing, to say boxing is dead, hell no. Charlie Zelenoff is 173-0.